What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, blasting you right in your ear holes from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera.
Ooh, yes.
U.S. of A.
Fill up both my ears.
That's more of a dribble.
No, yeah.
It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east.
Mm.
If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7.
Fuck you.
Or maybe you've gone and downloaded us as podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or at always available at crabdiving.com. The intern has not received her Kong toy yet. And
that's
she's,
right.
Getting ready to call her agent.
Right, right. You have an agent?
However you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuckaroni Tony out of it. We
Yay.
Got 2 hours of well-rehearsed
yes.
Planned entertainment for y'all.
You go back to the beginning of that line,
well-informed.
Please.
Well-informed.
Right.
What?
Go back to
we
the
have
beginning
2 hours?
Of the line. Yeah, it's well-rehearsed.
Right. Strap in, everybody. Join us on social media. Tweet us during the show if you like. That's the best way to communicate with us
right.
At Crab Diving, CrabDiving. We're also on, God, I'm tongue-tied today. We're also on the Ooh. Instagram. We're also on
right.
the Facebook. And that's about it.
Yes.
Pinterest.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. Gosh. What do you do at Pinterest? You go there and you figure out how to... Make
Pinterest is good for like visual arts,
right.
the visual artists, or for craft type people. And
is there
and
a formula for a vaccine
fashion
for the coronavirus on Pinterest? Maybe
there may be.
That would be helpful.
Probably a lot of colloidal silver ads.
Oh yeah, abso-fucking-lutely.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to buy something, use that link or use the banner on our webpage.
Fuck yes.
And we get a little action.
As Ray Liotta says in Goodfellas, fuck you, pay me. I'm kidding.
Yeah, well, it's very Trumpian.
Right.
Very apropos.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I'm so excited that a vaccine has been discovered for this. Isn't it great?
Oh, who says this?
Well, I'm just assuming there's a vaccine. There is, of course.
I don't think that's really accurate.
But that doesn't make sense. Oh, geez.
The survey said.
Well, it's weird because Florida's opening the beaches this Friday, and I'm just assuming someone must have developed a vaccine because why the fuck else would you send everyone to the beach otherwise?
Yeah, we'll find out. I mean, that what else, you know,
right.
I don't know what else you could do.
I don't know.
We'll find out.
Well, you could not open the beaches.
Right. How do we have that happen?
Well,
when the Republicans
vote for Democrats
are in charge. Right.
Shit, man. By the way, if the Florida Board of Health is listening, please go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and pick up all the extra body bags you're going to need there. We'll get a little piece of that.
Mm-mm-mm. That's a zipper of the body bag.
That's good. Damn, that's really good.
The let's see what's going on.
Do you think someone like literally stood there zipping and unzipping their pants to record that?
I don't think so. I think that's probably electronically generated.
Right. Ooh, gosh.
It's a deep fake.
Oh, yes. We live in the Matrix, or a simulation.
Over at the commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Hey.
HuffPo.
Virtue signalers.
First U.S. dog test positive. That's not the big headline, but that's trending.
Shit, man. We got to put a face mask on Shelby.
In what's thought to be a U.S. first, a North Carolina family's dog was confirmed to have tested positive for the coronavirus this week.
God, that sucks.
Wait a second. Dr. Heather McLean said her pug, Winston, had been experiencing mild symptoms in the days leading up to the diagnosis.
Can Winston give me the...
Pugs are a little unusual in that they cough and sneeze in a very strange way, she said. So it almost seems... Yeah, do you think of all the generations of sister fucking and everything that you that you put the pugs through may have had something to do with that?
Are you saying if we start doing incest, new ways of sneezing will be developed?
Well, no, I'm saying the selective breeding for these brachiocephalic dogs that look like they ran into the wall and their noses smushed in.
Is that what's wrong with the South? All the inbreeding and the incest? Is that why we make bad decisions sometimes?
Or it's a plus. Depends how you look at it.
I was about to say citations.
She said, so it almost seemed like he was gagging. There was one day he didn't want to eat his breakfast. Oh, that's for pugs.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, she, next thing she says, if you know pugs, you know they love to eat.
Yeah.
So that seemed very unusual.
Yeah.
She's a pediatrician. She herself had already been diagnosed with the COVID-19, as had her husband and her son, Ben.
COVID-19!
On April 1st, she included Winston.
Yes.
In the molecular and epidemiological research study at Duke University, according to multiple reports, Winston is thought to be the first dog in the U.S. to have a confirmed case COVID-19.
Okay.
The other pets in the family, another dog, a cat, and a lizard.
A lizard has it?
Have all tested negative.
Okay. What about the bird?
I just said they all tested negative.
Okay. Gerbil?
They don't have, it's a cat, a lizard, and another dog.
Right. Okay.
The pug is latest list in a growing list of animals that test positive for the coronavirus. You know, I did social distancing with the dog yesterday, walking her, of course, down at the boardwalk on the, on the Gulf.
Right.
And, she met one of her friends that she's met before, Leviathan of a pit bull.
Yes.
Named Deuce.
Right.
Who even has what looks like a world championship wrestling belt around his neck.
Yeah.
As his leash with a big brass plaque that says Deuce on it. That's how big this fucking dog is.
Should that dog have that thing around
his
neck?
He's just
too big.
He can't tell.
Okay.
He doesn't even know it's there.
He doesn't know it's there.
It's a giant, giant pit bull. And
Deuce,
but also one of the most well-trained dogs out there.
Does Deuce wear a mask?
Deuce, he walks Deuce. I don't understand. He walks Deuce without a leash, but the leash is around his neck. I mean, he has it hanging around. The owner has it hanging around his neck.
I don't know.
But Deuce barely moves. I mean, Deuce just chugs along. And Shelby, of course, slightly less well-behaved.
Right.
And wants to go over there and play with Deuce.
Yeah. Bigger.
And I'm like, well, they met, you know, and he's like, yeah, okay, they could say, you know, let's have
them
say hi.
They remember each other.
Sure.
Okay.
Sort of. Because Shelby ran over to him, and then she realized, oh, my God, look at this beast in front of me.
Yeah.
And Deuce was being very friendly.
What do you think
she rolled over instantly on her back and was like, don't kill me, don't kill me.
Oh, okay. That's submission?
Deuce sniffed her. God, her jennies for a while.
Right. That's what they do instead of talk. How have you been?
And it was just getting, and then Shelby was just getting the point, because he even said, she's like, don't eat me. And I'm like, yeah, I said, there'll be a moment and the switch will flip and the dog will be like, it's on, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
And she'll want to play. And she had just gotten to that point.
Yeah.
It was like, I got to go.
Yeah. You can't, I don't know.
But I was petting Deuce, and I was thinking about that. I'm like, well, what if Deuce's dad has the COVID, and the COVID is sitting on Deuce?
Very well could be.
And I'm petting Deuce.
And then, well.
So I didn't touch my face or anything.
Why are you that close to the.
And then I did the hand sanitizer.
Well, then you're probably, you might be too close to the owner, too.
No, we stayed like 10 feet away from each other. It was Deuce and Shelby.
Right.
You know, we're together. And then Deuce kind of waddled over to me and I petted him.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, damn, that sucks. So did the pug?
I don't think we know that much. Like if it can transmit or not.
Does the pug have the antibodies?
Well, that's probably how they found out.
God, you know what? Honestly, I do not understand some basic science shit about these viruses. And if you have the fucking antibody, that means you might be immune to this shit.
If you have enough of it.
How much?
And T cells and shit like that. I don't know. I don't have that number. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you won the battle.
Right.
You could die of malaria. You're going to have antibodies to malaria.
Yeah, but then the corona.
If you take chloroquine for that, it'll help.
Well, wait, we're out of chloroquine because Trump's.
Right.
Because our dickhead governor.
Also.
Our dickhead governor has 1 million doses he got for us. So thank you, Ron.
Wow, we get a lot of malaria here in Florida.
Well, I mean, you know, people need it for lupus, right? But not.
Well, that's
not
true.
But it seems like the issue now is corona, I guess. But maybe not. We're opening back up. Everything's fine. Don't worry.
Last week was confirmed a total of 8 big cats at New York's Bronx Zoo. 5 tigers and 3 African lions were diagnosed with the COVID. Appear to be recovering. They got sick. Like they were.
Yeah.
They were ill.
That fucking tiger's like, I'm going to get better. I'm going to rip your fucking face off. You gave me this virus, you fuckhead.
I'm going to manicure you.
Yeah. One bad day at work.
They say officials recommend you treat your infected pets as you would any other human family member.
Oh, come on. You're telling me
infected pets.
So I'm just saying, let's say, I mean, you know,
we have to,
she's not, this dog is not
quarantine Shelby.
It's that would be impossible. That would be
impossible.
Well,
she can go out in the yard and shit.
No, I mean, but if you had to social distance from Shelby, she would not allow that.
Oh, I would just have to take one.
Yeah. Oh, that makes me. God,
there's just no way in hell. Yeah.
I don't want the dog to get
and
this
she would
shit.
Be miserable.
So wait. So if one of us got, so if I got the corona, I would have to be quarantined from the fucking dog. Fuck.
Well, you know, and everybody else.
You fuck this virus. Yeah.
And maybe the rest of us.
Man.
Maybe the rest of us also.
Yeah. That's true. The dog. I wrestle with the dog.
They say there's no evidence that the dogs you're more likely to get infected from another person.
Right. Why? Because
hopefully we'll learn through more research and study. I think that's because there's not a lot of studies and sampling of pets. We just don't know yet.
But you're more likely to be infected by a dog that has it than with, you know.
Oh, right.
Yes, it's obvious.
But I would assume if somebody like sneezes on their dog or something, right. coughs on the dog.
Don't coughs on the dog. That sounds on the dog.
It sounds like Precious or not Precious, but
me Precious.
Gollum.
Yeah.
It Smeagol.
Right. Smeagol.
Yeah. If they cough on the dog or something, I mean, I would guess there's a amount of
so
time.
So now,
that
now
the,
people.
Droplets are going to live on the dog's fur.
So that guy shouldn't have let you pet that dog.
Well, but he was out walking for a while and stuff in the sun. I was trying to convince myself as I was.
But what if you give the dog
walking
COVID?
Walking home, not touching anything.
Yeah. But what if you gave the dog COVID?
I don't have COVID.
You could be asymptomatic.
I don't think. Well, then. Who the fuck knows?
I mean, I'm just saying, should we not be petting dogs?
No, of course not. We should be petting dogs. Okay. I think. I mean, there's not a lot we're not hearing a lot of. Right. This is the first. We've been at this for 2 months now, right? I mean,
right.
So this is the first dog that they've come up with.
Does Ron DeRacist have anything to tell us about this? I mean, he's our governor, right? I mean,
maybe Trump will have some scientific knowledge of this.
Take your duck. Trump doesn't give a fuck about dogs, I'll tell you that much.
We just kill them all.
Yeah.
Who the fuck needs them? They shit on the carpet.
I don't even know if I have a dog. Spray Lysol on it. Spray it in the eyes with Lysol. It's funny.
It says Vice at the HuffPo. The headline says Vice rolls the dice. Oh, look at them.
Oh, God.
Flouts the mask rule at the Mayo Clinic. What a fucking asshole.
Oh,
There's a rule at the Mayo Clinic that everybody wears masks.
Oh, yeah. I put up a Facebook post and a twat on
and
that.
Mother's fucking husband.
Right.
Didn't do it.
Let me read you. I want to read you my tweet.
Fucking asshole.
Oh, yeah. He is a cunt. I'm particularly proud of this. I sat in the backyard and thought about this for a while. This is regarding the Pence not wearing a mask. And I said, who needs a mask if Jesus is riding your face 24/7? Bam! I just threw the mic out the window.
Even the Mayo Clinic fucking tweeted, Mayo Clinic had informed VP of the masking policy prior to his arrival today. They're like, he knew.
Why didn't you wear it?
He's a fucking ass. Jesus.
Oh, come on.
Jesus was protecting him.
Motherfucker. I don't know. Certain things I have in my
life.
Maybe
he did a line of Trump load.
Oh, yeah.
And he figured that his nasal passages and his throat were coated with magic Jesus serum.
I freebased a line of 45 jizz. God. You know, certain things, I know we're all independent thinkers and you got to think for yourself and make your own fucking decisions. But when certain people tell you to do certain things, like, if the motherfucking guy at the Mayo Clinic says wear a fucking mask, I'm going to wear a mask. Not to sound like a bitch.
Yeah.
Jeez. Fucking stupid. Fuck all these UV light apologists. God.
Trump doesn't like the way the mask feels on his balls.
I heard the opposite.
I'm nuzzling up there. Make you chafing.
I'm allergic to that mask.
Wall Street Journal reporter,
right,
who was present for the vice president's visit, tweeted that the clinic made it clear everyone should wear a mask.
I'm sure they did.
The clinic's website states all patients, visitors, and staff are required to wear a mask on campus in an effort to curb the contagion.
But
please bring your own face mask or covering to wear, the website states.
Wait. So I should always be wearing a mask because I could be carrying it, right, and passing it as an asymptomatic person.
Pence defended his choice, saying, as vice president of the United States, I'm tested for the coronavirus on a regular basis, and everyone who's around me is tested for the coronavirus. And since I don't have the coronavirus, I thought it'd be a good opportunity for me to be here to be able to speak to these researchers, these incredible healthcare personnel, and look them in the eye and say thank you.
God.
Look them in the eye and say thank you.
How is he a radio personality? I can barely say personality without choking.
There's some old Mike Pence clips out there.
God, he is such a fucking dickhead. And here's an idea, Mike. I know you don't like Obama, but let's take a page out of the old Obama playbook. Maybe if that's why you think you shouldn't wear a mask, maybe just wear a mask and then you can act as an example for the rest of the country. There's that. I know it would never occur to anybody in this fucking administration. Jesus Christ. What a dick. Is this old Mike Pence?
It is, in fact, Memorial Day weekend, this weekend. Beginning today, the 500 Festival Committee organizes a special commemoration on the American Legion Mall in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Holy shit.
And let me just close the balance of this show. God. All the frivolity and all the talk we've had of the military justice. And
oh, he's got the microphone I
jeez.
Want.
Oh, you can actually see
that radio.
Damn, this guy is
American military. Let me see if I can't shuffle a little bit of that off and just take a moment to say thanks.
Oh, brother.
To all of you listening, men and women.
Holy shit.
Whoever served this country in any way, shape, manner, or form. There might be some of you out there that served.
Is this, hey, does this motherfucker feel like he's doing entertainment right now? Because, dog invasion. But he's, boy, Mike Pence is just, I'm trying to think of the word to describe his, how would you describe that read or that?
God, boring.
God damn, dude.
But I thought he was more of a right-wing dickbag. I don't know if he was like, you know, a firebrand. I just think
you can follow what he was saying. Like, it's just so boring.
It was really
sometimes
excruciating.
Sometimes I wonder about people that are quote unquote performing or doing something. It's like where people are going to watch you. I'm like, don't you feel compelled to be compelling? I mean, or something? You know, you never think, would I watch this or listen to this? It's so boring.
Well,
it sucks. I mean, God.
I try not to be boring here.
Mike Pence.
Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Call with your take on it. Was justice served in the case of Kelly Flynn? And is adultery no longer a big deal in Indiana and in America? I'd just love to know your thoughts, because I for one, believe that the seventh commandment contained in the Ten Commandments is still a big
deal. No shit!
Thanks, Mike, for clarifying that one for us.
What the fuck? And what, who would say, I've never, that to me is a crazy statement. The seventh commandment, you know, within the Ten Commandments. Yes, thank
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Mike.
For the specificity, wacko.
Contained in the Ten Commandments is still a big deal. It's the most important promise you'll ever make.
To be fair, one second.
These are clips. This is a highlight reel.
Okay. He could be the Ten Commandments. There's also the Ten Crack Commandments. So.
Oh. What are those?
That's Biggie. Biggie's 10 crack commandments.
Right, yeah. And holding people accountable to those promises and holding people accountable to respecting the promises that other people make. To me, what could possibly be a bigger deal than that in this country? Oh, you think the president was involved in the decision?
Positive he would be.
Of how to handle it?
If not the president, the president's wife.
Oh, I don't know. We haven't heard a whisper out of the White House on this case.
Oh, you suck.
I mean, not a whisper. And the president comments on everything, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
You get
this is Clinton he's talking about.
Oh my God, that's why
this is Bill Clinton he's talking about.
Jesus Christ! Hey, what?
1997.
How would he be talking about Donald Trump if he was a right wing nut job on the radio right now? I mean, Jesus Christ, dude. Yeah, Clinton got sucked off in the White House by an intern. Not great. Not a great workplace environment.
About. Yeah.
I would even say that could be hostile. I mean, you know, nobody has the expectation. I'm going to get up today. I'm going to go to the White House and suck off Bill Clinton.
Well, I would hope that if that happened now, he would be gone. That the Democrats would have fucking spines and stand up and say, that's wrong. We need to impeach him.
Yes, that would happen. That would happen. And evidenced by, dude, I can't even remember.
But remember,
who the fuck
he wasn't impeached for the blowjob.
Yeah, he was impeached for lying about the blowjob.
Right, for lying to Congress and lying to the FBI.
Right. But to be fair,
so
Trump,
had he in the beginning said, I've sinned against you, my lord, and said, it's between me and my wife,
right,
Ms. Lewinsky, and I've had problems and blah, 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 and we're going to go into counseling, that's it. There wouldn't have been anything. They would have mercilessly continued their assaults upon him, but... I mean, he wouldn't have been impeached. You can't impeach him for that.
No, I mean,
it's an abuse of power. It's horrific.
I mean, I think if you were at work and you had an intern and you're like, I want you to suck my dick. That seems like that would be an issue in the workplace, you know, especially like an OSHA thing. If you weren't wearing goggles.
Right.
I didn't say that. Stupid.
This is a little more Pence.
I mean, you could have them announcing corn prices are down. The president would have a press conference, it seems like. They haven't missed a race out there.
Whoa!
Isn't that interesting? He's talking about how Obama loves to have press conferences. Or, I mean, Bill Clinton loves to have press conferences.
Dude,
and making it sound like they are in excess. Golly gee.
Do you think Karen Pence, before Mike goes out and does anything, do you think she's with him, helping him? Like,
I mean, she's supposed to be really hands-on.
Coaching him, telling him what to do.
Yeah, in the family biz.
Yeah.
I haven't missed a race out there in 15 years consecutively. I've been to 20 races. This was the greatest day, as you said yesterday. And the front page story is that the 500, that no one's showing up for this thing. Then they unearth some photograph of a vendor standing around by himself and then tell me there were 15,000 people here. I'm just saying, you know, to me, it's starting to look like a hatchet job. There were 15,000 people there before breakfast.
Apparently there was some controversy about how many fucking people were at the Indianapolis 500.
Yes. Well, hey, you know, what music are they playing under him?
I don't know.
I wonder let's say you do a talk show on some AM radio station. Does that radio station purchase like a license with some publishing company and they can use all these?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. So,
or they have their own. Where they hire a composer and record it, and when they're done, they pay them off.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? It's like
Fiverr.
Yeah. John Williams' approach. We would like you to score the Mike Pence talk show.
We got ours from the late, great Ted Adams.
Oh, yeah. Our music's great.
Good friend of ours from Chicago who was a musician.
Yes.
And put together, we used to get together on Fridays and drink.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes he would show up to pick up his wife, quote. And then he'd end up sitting there and having a beer or two with us as we continued. And but then he mentioned that he had, God, I don't even remember what stupid project it was. I was working on something.
Oh, and you got all his.
And he was like, oh, I'll give you a CD of all these. All of these. These loops and these these tracks that are like background music or like
theme music, real trippy.
Or whatever. And then that was it. There's like 20 tracks on there, and that's the opening. Well, this one. That goes on for. That's, you know, it's just like
it's cool
themey music.
Yeah.
There's some pretty good shit.
Right.
Anyway, that's where ours is from.
Yeah.
And he told me you can use it.
We should shoot a music video.
You can use it on
that.
Whatever you want. So.
Should we shoot a music video for that?
No.
I mean, you know.
No.
The dog. It'd just be the dog doing shit.
What?
It would just be the dog. I'd have to click trainer.
What is this? Is it?
That's me on the banjo.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
No, I've got some tracks in here. I don't know what these are. There's You Are a Cunt.
Right. That should get played more often. By the way, you... The funny thing on that video is that they have a sign language interpreter on the side. Well, they don't.
Then a personal favorite. We'll get to the show here in a second.
Yes.
I don't know why. I just opened my
music
file.
Here's the show. The country's opening way too early. We're surely going to have a second wave.
Yeah.
Send the South some body bags. Okay, now we can play music.
Obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here.
Everybody up in here. They're coming for you.
That's such a good song.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
What is that?
I really don't know.
Okay.
Maybe these are some tracks that came with the software because they're numbered, but I really don't know what these tracks fucking are. Here's 20. Here's track 20.
Right.
Oh, see, that's that again. Here's track 4. Oh, well, that.
Yeah. Chinese taco truck.
Taco truck.
You know, Dominic, I know you used to listen to the show. I don't know if you
Dominic
still.
Dominic Rios.
Yes. The last time I saw him, I think he told me to fuck off, and then he stormed out of the venue.
He's an odd person.
Well, he was playing music at my comedy show, and I guess there was some sort of major misunderstanding. And he told me, I'm up there telling a joke, and he just leaves. He walks in front of the stage. Like, hey, see you, Dominic. He's like, fuck you. And I'm like, okay. What is that? What the fuck is that shit? Is this a theme to... This is Stephen Miller's Nazi dance, I think. The fuck?
Yes, you will do it. Yes, yes, you will do it.
Yes, oh, God!
You will dance with me. Yes, you will do it.
Okay. Anyway. I thought there was some more of the Ted stuff on.
Yeah.
Which is what I was fucking... Oh, here's one. After all that... Do I still have it? Yeah. Oh, that's the same one.
That's our show. God, the orchestra is so good here. You guys. Extra treats.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Party party.
My party is so fuzzy. My party is so pink. And
oh
when
my
you
God.
Touch my party parts, you make me.
Don't you know these guys?
I can't remember who this guy
Voles,
is.
It says.
Oh, yeah. I know him. I mean, I can picture the guy. Yes. I'm sorry. God, it sounds like a dickhead. Yeah, I know this guy. Yes.
Anyway, little, traipse down memory lane. First the Mike Pence show, and then some old crab diving music drops from the... Those are probably from the wrestling show days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Boo. Fuck you.
Thermal scans for entry, it says.
Uh-oh. Jeez.
Well.
Gosh.
Thermal imaging cameras could play a critical role in keeping people safe from the COVID. The latest devices businesses are hoping will help reopen the economy.
So you do. Oh, my God. So you're going to have somebody hanging from the ceiling.
Buy some stock in thermal camera companies.
If we have to do that, maybe we don't all need to be hanging out together. You're telling me you got
we got tractor pulls to go to, man.
See, that's the thing. Are we really going to go? Are we all going back to Golden Corral if you have to be thermally scanned or thermal scan? That doesn't make me want to go eat buffet food if I have to have my temperature taken. And then what? I get turned away?
Oh, yeah.
RoboCop comes?
The cameras are used to scan temperature from a safe distance. If a fever, a common COVID symptom, is detected, the company could require further screening or deny the person entry altogether.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, I'm sorry, you have a temperature. Leave, I guess.
Since the outbreak, they list these companies. Who gives a fuck? Many more have begun manufacturing the cameras for use in airports, healthcare centers, even apartment buildings in New York, where the pandemic has hit particularly hard.
Wow. So you can just scan a building and look for people?
No, you have it in the hallway.
Oh, okay.
Coming in and out.
Right.
A store in Georgia City Farmers Market.
Yes.
Already set up thermal imaging cameras to scan customers as they enter the store.
Normally, you know, could not open.
If a customer's temperature is above 100.4 degrees, they're given a flyer that asks them to leave to protect others and offers that the store does their shopping for them. Oh, well, fuck.
God, I mean, if
God, I'm going to run around the block a few times. And
yeah. Sit
my ass on the curb. Oh, here's my list.
In Florida, they have the same memo, except it says you can shoot them.
The key is that application is not about an absolute temperature measurement. It's more about detecting individuals with elevated body temperature higher than the last people that have been screened.
What? Oh, God. Imagine the grift on this shit, though. Let's just skip to the part where Jared Kushner has some company that's going to make
imported chips from somewhere
And the great thing
the Saudis.
Is they won't work. They won't work or they'll never show up.
They're not worried about privacy issues. They say, if you've seen a thermal image, you know, you can't detect who that person is. We're really focused on collecting. We aren't focused on collecting any data. It's more about as a screening tool.
Okay. I think what they mean is,
I don't believe you.
We are focused on collecting data.
Yeah, they passed Australia's not doing well in the privacy column because they now put out some app that is just like onerous tracking of people to try to, in case you get the COVID, that they can then go back and contact trace.
Yeah,
but they're not going to use it for anything else, mate.
Yeah. To me, like, I was reading about San Francisco their contact tracing program, and it sounds effective. And then I thought, what happens when an abusive government gets it? And who does the contact tracing? Law enforcement?
Yeah,
ICE.
Totally trustworthy.
Oh my God. Also, too, like, there's a company that makes a thermometer, a digital thermometer, and you can also have the information from that thermometer uploaded to some website or something, and they were able to track trends of the flu using this last flu season or something. Yeah, and we're tracking semen.
So that's one of the headlines at the Drudge is about these thermal imaging cameras going up everywhere. Let's see. They have a million of these fucking headlines.
Jeez. It just sounds like
administration humiliation.
Oh.
The Lakers get federal bailout and your corner shop doesn't.
We're all in this together, aren't we? How are you going to go to the Lakers? But, you know, why bail them out? Not to be a dick. How are we all going back to see basketball? Really?
In the pre-COVID days, the LA Lakers was one of the most valuable and profitable sports franchises on the planet. Forbes estimated last year that the team earned $147 million in 2018 and would fetch about $3.7 billion in a sale.
Jeez. And they're getting bailed out.
A trust controlled by the children of... They're really worthy of all this wealth and owning a team. Children of late Jerry Buss, the wealthy investor, owns a majority stake in the team. Other co-owners include Philip Anschutz, a billionaire with a broad portfolio of holdings in energy, real estate, media, entertainment, and other industries.
I also own a basketball team.
Real estate developer and and the guy that owns the Los Angeles Times.
Ah, give it up for all the cunts.
They own the Lakers.
Jeez. They're getting bailed out.
The Lakers, as ESPN reported yesterday, received $4.6 million in bailout funds from the government as part of the $349 billion paycheck protection program meant to backstop struggling small businesses sideswiped by COVID.
LeBron's average annual salary, I think, is 37.44 mil, unless I'm using the internet incorrectly.
The Lakers operation has fewer than 500 employees, which qualifies it as a small business under the government's aid guidelines. But the Lakers hardly seem as immediately vulnerable.
I mean, we can lose the Lakers. Not to be a fucking dick. But the Lakers can lose money, can't they? I mean,
The Lakers, by the way, said that they have returned the $4.6 billion.
Oh, yes.
I mean, if they're talking about the people like that work the concessions and cleaning and work in the ticket booths and all those people, then yes, they need to be paying those people, figuring out a
yes,
way
the Lakers
to help pay
do.
Those people.
Sure.
But I don't think that's who they're talking about.
I mean, oh, I see. I assumed that's where the money
I
was going to go.
Maybe, but.
You know, how much did they get? What was the check? $4 million or
$4.6 million.
Why don't you just trade LeBron? Dump his salary. Trade LeBron. Just do a shitty trade. Somebody gets LeBron James at his current deal, and you get out from under that. $37 million a year. Isn't that what other businesses are going to do? Isn't that what other people do when bad shit happens? They have to sell a car, a house. Sell LeBron.
NBC reported its analysis of about 200 PPP recipients revealed at least a dozen examples of firms possibly leveraging relationships, gaming the program, or overcoming problematic backgrounds to receive funding.
Jeez. But wait, how do we even know? Because there's no oversight. Is this the thing that had no oversight?
Well, no oversight of where it would go. We had to find out afterwards.
It's so disconcerting because the government is really going to have to send out more money to people for our society to exist if we're about to head into a huge depression.
Cinedigm Corp, an entertainment company controlled by a Chinese investment firm, and MyMedX Group, a skin graft company repeatedly mired in law enforcement investigations, received money. Hallador Energy, Crawford United, and Flowtech Industries all have ties to the Trump administration.
Oh, okay.
They collectively got $18.3 million
in
funds.
Yay! Gosh.
The AP reported at least 94 of these PPP recipients were publicly traded companies with market values greater than $100 million.
Holy fuck!
Because their criteria was under 500 employees.
But isn't there a process that you have to go through? There's a process to go and apply for these loans. I guess.
Right, and that's what the problem is.
You got to know Donald Trump or somebody. You got to be some suck buddy of Jared. God.
They also said they found examples of companies that had foreign owners and that were delisted from stock exchanges or threatened with removal because of poor stock performance before the COVID even hit. So shitty, Jesus. Shitty companies,
right,
are getting bailouts.
So the way this whole travesty, this COVID shit is going to go, the poor people are going to get fucked. And okay. What are you reacting to over there?
Washington Post reported on AutoNation, Inc., a national network of automobile dealers with 26,000 employees and a market valuation of $3.2 billion, received $77 million. AutoNation used separate tax ID numbers assigned to dozens of its more than 300 locations to apply for $266 million. In funds for separate dealerships.
Okay, that seems like illegal. Is that illegal?
I don't know.
God, God damn. That means
that's what the Democrats were holding up the bill for, was to try to get shit in to prevent that. But then Mitch McConnell's like, they're starving. They're starving people. They don't care about you. Yes. They're starving people.
They're virtue signaling.
Democrats, they don't care.
God damn. I mean, really, you got to get the Republicans out of government.
The I just saw a headline at the Drudge. Yeah. I have to click on.
Oh, shit. Your computer's going to get syphilis.
Chicago, another packed house party.
Oh.
Strippers swarmed. Zero distancing.
Wait, is that the name of a stripper swarm?
There was a huge party.
God.
In Chicago, allegedly over 1,000 guests.
Oh, my God. Dude, listen, we all want to go out and do shit.
Shoulder to shoulder. Several dozen guests swarming around a stripper wearing a top, but nothing down below.
Oh, okay. Did she have a mask on?
The partygoers packed shoulder to shoulder, made it rain on her, and even got a little handsy.
Great. The corona, they made it rain.
Video
corona?
Shows no one was thinking about COVID. No face coverings or maintaining distance between each other.
Oh, my God, guys. We all want to go out and party and hang out with strippers without pants but tops, but we can't. It's a different time. There's no vaccine.
So that's what's going on. And that's one of the headlines over.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Stripper swarmed. I had to click on that one.
Well, I mean, you know. Nothing's changed, right? Since the outbreak, has anything changed? I guess our preparedness, maybe. Maybe we have more PPP.
No, we're over 1 million cases now here in the
yes.
U.S.
And in Florida, the cases are trending downward.
Well, let me see.
I mean, I don't think it is, but you would think it is. You would think we had a vaccine. You would think we would have a better solution to this other than just staying at home, because now we're not going to stay at home anymore.
Florida now has a total of 32,846
okay.
cases with 1,171 deaths.
And that's down from
the last 3 days. It was 746, then it went up
okay.
to 804, but
right.
then yesterday it went down to 524.
Oh, that's good. Let's go to the beach, motherfuckers.
But it doesn't seem to be following any trends. It's like down, down, up, up, down, up, up, down, down, up.
What
you know
fuck
what I mean?
Does that mean? I wanna...
There's not a real trend, it seems.
Yeah.
And that's what they're talking about with their alleged criteria for opening shit is, you know, it's got to be 7 sustained days of lower or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, you can't just have a down day, then 3 up days, a down day. It's not like you have 2 days. They have to be consecutive.
Oh, up to 485 here in Escambia County.
No, that's
11 deaths.
Okay.
Sadly, a large proportion in nursing homes, specifically one fucking nursing home that is
right down the motherfucking
not
street.
All that far from the crab diving studios.
Oh, yes.
In fact, it's you can frequently, when walking by there,
oh, yeah.
You can inevitably hear some residents out sitting in wheelchairs yelling yeah. at each other and arguing out on
yeah.
the out on
it's
the
great.
Property
I mean,
somewhere
yeah.
and smoking a cigarette. Oh, yeah, they're having
they
a good time.
Funny.
I mean, they're giving each other the business.
Yeah. That sucks, man. 87 cases out of 210 patients. 15 staff are infected.
Cases, yeah.
Cases, yeah.
So there you go. That's our county here in Florida,
yay.
485.
All right, are you excited to go back to the beach and possibly we're going to have venues open? You
well,
go
the beach
to
is in Santa Rosa, right?
Right.
The beach?
Well, that's open. That'll be open Friday.
51 cases in Santa Rosa.
Right. Do you want to go to the beach Saturday? I mean, it's open Friday. Do you want to go Saturday?
No. I'll
are you pass. Sure?
Yeah.
You don't want to go swimming in your mask? You want to go to the movies?
That one, I don't know how they're going to... I don't know how they're going to swing that one. And did you hear they're opening up? They want to open up restaurants for outdoor dining.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine. Just, hey, be sure to lick everything before you bring it to the table. God. No, I'm not saying servers do that. I was trying to be funny.
So those are some of the headlines.
What a fucking nightmare.
Well, this says case fatality rates rise. The percentage of people who die after testing positive is rising, even as thousands of new cases are identified each day, a troubling preview of the weeks and months that lie ahead.
What does that mean? Why? Okay, so the cases, more people will have more cases where people die. rather than not die.
Epidemiologists and experts say increased case fatality rates are a natural function of a deadly virus running its course. The people who succumbed today were probably infected as long as a month ago when the number of cases began accelerating. Oh, so they've been getting sicker and sicker.
Okay. Oh. I see. Of course the death rate's going to rise, right?
Right. Even Cuomo talked about that.
Yeah.
You want to watch the new cases.
Mm-hmm. I got to watch Cuomo today, man. That guy's great. I love when he explains shit. It's not like our president when he explains shit.
The long-term process is starting to show itself in states that were at the heart of the second wave of the outbreak. In Connecticut.
Yes.
Where commuter communities outside the New York City have been hit hard. The case fatality rate has risen 3 percentage points.
That's bad.
In just 2 weeks.
Okay.
7.6% of all confirmed COVID-19 patients have died in Connecticut, among the highest rates in the nation.
So great. So you're talking about commuter community. So that means you live somewhere, you drive a long way to go to work, to touch shit, to spread this shit. Then you come back and you
go back to New York to work and you come back to your nice house in Connecticut.
Doesn't
Rachel Maddow live in Connecticut?
I don't know where she lives.
I think it's Connecticut and she works in New York.
Jeez.
I could be wrong. Massachusetts, Louisiana, and Minnesota. Case fatality rates are up 2 points to 5.3%, 6.2%, and 7.5% respectively.
Right. We're ready to get back out there.
Massachusetts hit particularly hard. Nearly 30,000 residents there tested positive in the past 2 weeks, and they have 2,143 deaths.
So what does the second wave look like? So in Florida, everyone's going back to the beach. Everyone's licking shit. We're going to have a second wave of this. When will that second wave be?
I don't know.
Or are we still on the first wave?
It doesn't sound like it in places. They're talking about second waves already. The overall mortality rate among those who contract the virus is unknown because so many people can be asymptomatic and might never be tested. Antibody tests conducted in some U.S. cities suggest that hundreds of thousands of people, perhaps as many as 1 million in New York City, have been infected, far greater than the number of people who've tested positive.
Okay. Jeez. I don't know. So we'll get a second wave will happen because a fuck ton of people will go out and spread this. Or does a second wave happen because the virus mutates?
Probably the first one.
Okay. Why does the virus mutate?
Because that's what they do.
Okay. Just viruses just change.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they start replicating, and then they may have. The mutation may have caused them to no longer be affect us.
Oh, that'd be great.
That's what kind of happened with the MERS and the SARS. They were really bad and they kind of mutated away.
See, I feel like Trump had a similar conversation and he heard someone say that maybe it'll just mutate away.
Possible.
He's like, I'm going to bet on that.
The flu hasn't, the regular flu.
Yeah.
It keeps just mutating into different strains that we have to then update your fucking... vaccines every
year.
This
is the thing. I want to take Elon Musk aside.
Older people, go get your flu shots.
Yes, and I want to be like, Elon, what do you think is going to happen when you go to Mars, you build your space station or the Mars station, wherever the fuck you're going to hang out all day, you take your helmet off, and then bam, virus, welcome to Mars, bitch. You have no idea what's there.
I don't think they've detected viruses yet.
On Mars?
Yeah. They've got equipment looking for that shit. Looking for microscopic and
they got
wee life forms.
Yeah. Well, they've got a wee little go-kart going around there scooping up dirt. It's a huge planet.
That's what all the funny cartoons, they did that with the moon too, where it was like, there's a ridge and below the ridge, you could see the little Mars lander scooting around and everything. And then over the ridge on the other side is a giant city, a vast alien city. And the aliens are like peeking over the ridge, watching the little thing in the little dust bowl.
Look at that fucker. It's a Roomba.
The rising rates across the country suggest the death toll is likely to increase even as states begin to loosen restrictions.
That's a weird statement.
After those restrictions are loosened, people who have already contracted the virus will continue to get sick.
Ah!
Some of those will die.
Ah! Well, hey, let's go to Golden Corral. Fuck it. I want a turkey leg, motherfucker. They were so stupid.
Case fatality rates vary widely across the country, in part a function of each state's capacity to conduct testing. So it's not necessarily that they're getting different actual rates of dying from the disease. Yeah. They're just not testing.
But also, wouldn't social distancing affect that?
What do you mean?
Well, if states had, if a certain state had stricter laws and another state had relaxed laws, like if there's Alabama or New York.
Well, it wouldn't affect the fatality rate. Yeah. It would affect the number of fatalities. There would be more people with the virus and more people dying, but the percentage of people that get it and die would not necessarily be affected by that.
Right.
The South Dakota
fuck you
is one example. Yes. 2 weeks ago, the state had only 730 confirmed cases. Today, it's more than three times higher at 2,200.
Damn!
Only 11 residents have died, but in the next several weeks, they think those who have been diagnosed more recently will be either recovering or the other direction.
So if Florida is opening up the beaches this Friday, and then after that, you're going to have your restaurants and your venues, all that timeline's going on, but also the numbers are going to climb, right?
Right.
The death rate will climb. My feeling is the death rate is going to climb, and at some point, some adult is going to say, pump the brakes. This is insane. We can't open.
Other countries have seen their case fatality rates fall and transmission of the COVID virus virtually grind to a halt through a testing regime that is far more robust than any that we have even attempted here in the United States.
Gosh, robust.
An Australian study of a surveillance system that screens for fever and cough and rapid identification of new cases could effectively eliminate community transmission.
Shit. You know, I'm sorry. Our friend Tony just buzzed in and he said in his zip code alone, he has 853 cases.
Oh, Chicago.
That seems like that's a fuck
up town.
We're a mess, dude.
Several states and cities have launched. Can you imagine Koreatown?
Fuck no.
What, the previous crab diving studios?
Fuck. No.
Venice would have been not that bad. Well, kind of crazy. But, I mean, just a dense
beach down there, though.
But just the packed humanity in Koreatown.
Yeah.
20 times what it was down at Venice Beach.
Right. But you know, at Venice, everybody goes down there on the weekend
from
LA and then they come right back.
Drum circle. It's kind of hard to get high and sit at the beach.
Oh, you can't.
Drum circles,
stuff like that. Everyone is going to be describing that to younger people because they will not understand what that means.
I like how the weed stores were deemed essential.
Yes.
Essential businesses.
Yeah.
Liquor stores and weed stores were deemed essential. Yeah.
Not a good, right. Well, like you said earlier, it's not a good time to stop drinking or doing anything like that. Drink more. I mean, you know, nobody's drinking and driving if you're just staying home. Well, that's not true.
Several states and cities have launched early programs that aim to bolster their surveillance and testing regimes. Massachusetts has joined with the Boston-based nonprofit Partners in Health to deploy an army of contact tracers. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are working to set up a joint program. Other states, such as Kentucky and Minnesota, have ramped up testing to the extent that any resident who wants a test can get one, regardless of symptoms.
Has Ron DeRaces started the tracing?
I don't think that's none of that
task force.
Here.
Do we give a flying shit?
Residents in Kansas City can now sign up for tests even if they haven't shown symptoms. but the U.S. remains a long way from building the capacity needed to duplicate the success seen in other countries like Australia, New Zealand, Taiwan, Singapore, and South Korea.
Okay, here's where I'm confused. I thought the point of social distancing and sheltering in place was to flatten the curve and also to buy us time to increase testing and to develop a vaccine.
Right, if we had a federal government that was concerned about that happening.
Why?
The United States, it says a new analysis by Harvard researchers found that more than half of the U.S. states still lack the testing capacity necessary to bring the virus under control.
You know, when Vladimir Putin is sitting in his lair at the Kremlin and he's in his hair, I'm just fucking all over the place. I don't know what he's on opium. He's like, oh man, this COVID thing. I'm going to command the social media gulags to make people go out and protest the stay at home order, and it will even spread the virus further. That's my Russian. I mean, really, do you think that's what he thought? Or he saw this virus as an opportunity?
Oh, of course. Everything. God. He's an old KGB guy. He sees everything as an opportunity.
Jeez.
He's Trump, but smart.
Right. Oh, God.
Narcissistic, megalomaniac. Yes.
Right. He's short.
Not tall, yeah.
Isn't there... Wait. No. He had a surgery to make him taller, didn't he? Vladimir Putin had surgery to make him like a few inches taller.
I thought that was alleged. I don't know if that's accurate.
Shelby, figure that out.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Look at that. Half the show gone already. We do this every 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast every weekday.
Vote blue, you cunts.
Vote blue, you cunts. I'm just looking why. Yeah, Jeff Flake is trending because.
Yeah.
He wrote an op-ed on the Washington Post.
Yeah.
It says Trumpism cannot be the future of the Republican Party.
Ah.
It's not going well for him on Twitter.
Oh, shit. Well, Jeff, you quit, dickhead.
People are like, this is from the guy who voted 98% of Trump's shit in.
Yeah. Hey, dickhead, you actually made it so Trump is the future, or you helped. And now you're saying it can't be the future. That's insane. And he's just
treating him well on the social media.
The only time Republicans do shit is when they retire, or the only time they speak out to corruption in their own party is when they retire.
That's when they pretend they're human.
Oh yeah, and Mitt Romney that one time. Thank you. Jeez.
The Pelosi mocks Trump.
Right.
Ice cream in my freezer is better than Lysol in your lungs.
What does that mean?
You know, she did that some video at her house a couple of weeks ago, and she was like, we have plenty of ice cream or something, and there was like her freezer's filled with like all this fancy artisan ice cream.
Jeez.
So they're like, oh, she's look at the woman of the people with all her fancy ice cream.
She doesn't have people that say that. Oh, I would say let's lose the artisan ice
cares?
Cream in the back.
Everybody was sharing that picture of Trump with Melania and Barron riding the giant lion, stuffed lion, in their gold gilded fucking hideous fuck palace up at the top of Trump Tower.
It really
Tower.
Is hideous.
Oh, it's so tacky.
What's wrong with these people?
Was that a great quote? He's the poor man's idea of a rich man, a dumb man's idea of a smart man.
Yeah.
And there's a third thing. I think, rich, smart.
Right. I mean, Trump is a fuckface. I think that's what guy's saying.
Maybe the manly man thing, too. Like, he's a,
weak
man. Oh, that's it. He's a weak man's version of what a strong man should be.
I mean, he says it was very powerful. Powerful.
The
tremendous, huge.
Thanks for joining us, everybody, by the way.
Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook.
Mnuchin wants people, if anyone died, he wants their coronavirus payments back.
Hey, he's a guy that should wear a face mask, right?
He's
so ugly.
Mnuchin says heirs should return coronavirus payments sent to the deceased.
Go fuck yourself. These are guys that when, okay, I understand. So these are guys, so when you get money gifted from you, you get this old money that gets passed down generations, they don't want to pay any taxes on that, right?
Oh, yeah.
But they want the coronavirus payments back.
Sure.
From people that have died.
And they want, there was a guy the other day I heard who said, it was Kudlow, I think, who said, we'd like to lower taxes on the top earners even more and
why
shore up the base level, which means let's get those poor people paying more taxes.
Damn.
Literally.
Shit. Let's get those poor people paying more taxes.
I mean, shore up the base. It means the lowest level that those people should be paying more. And that it drives them crazy that people that make under, I don't know, what is it, 18,000, that's where you don't pay taxes. You have no federal.
What are you going to pay?
Because you have your exemptions and everything, and you owe no federal taxes.
And he hates that.
The Republicans, it drives them crazy. 40% of the country doesn't pay any taxes. That's because 40% of the country, you don't pay them, you cunts. You pay them shit wages.
Yes, they're poor.
Making 18,000. They're making 15,000 a year.
It's poverty.
Right.
He's talking about poverty. The people in poverty aren't paying up.
Working poor.
Meanwhile, all these people in poverty that are working, making minimum wage, making widgets.
Right.
These big fucking companies.
We were at the lowest level, Trump talks about, of unemployment. Where was all these riches?
Yeah. Right. That's true.
Why is it still, why are 40% of the country still not paying any taxes?
Yeah.
If everybody's fully employed, what does that tell you?
It should
that
it should
people
tell
are
him-
working for shit.
And it should tell him that the income isn't evenly distributed, which,
that's goal.
A positive.
Yeah,
that's
a
positive for him. I keep thinking.
That's the goal.
I can't ever forget that he is a fascist, maniacal fuckhead. He likes that. He likes the fact that
Again, just think of the corruption we're going to learn about after this guy's gone.
Yeah.
It's going to be cartoon level.
It's going to be insane.
Especially if we can kick these fucking Republicans out and get some real investigations going.
Yeah.
Top to bottom. And Biden had better fucking not ease up on Trump. For the good of the country, we're not going to go after him. Bull fucking shit.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem with our system right now. The Titanic is on fire. It's sinking. The lifeboats are coming. And, we're fucked. It's a shitty position this country is in. Somebody like Donald Trump. It's like having a gun to your head. What are you going to do? Another 4 years of fucking Donald Trump? Right. Are you crazy?
The Sandy Rios.
Oh, God. Sandy, we haven't played Sandy Rios in a long fucking time.
We usually have her on Faithless Friday. Join us on Friday, everybody, for the Faithless Friday show.
Yay.
Sandy Rios is an American. She's American Family? American Family Association.
Yeah, yeah.
She's their governmental affairs director.
Yes. She has a way of saying horrible things, but she's so it sounds like she's detached. Like there's a level of lithium on board.
She has a weekday religious right radio show.
Boy, that sounds like fun, doesn't it? Every day.
She started yesterday's show of Sandy Rios in the Morning.
Fuck you.
Attacking the press who have dared to question and criticize Trump at those press briefings.
Oh, my God.
Especially criticizing him over the fact that he said an injection of disinfectant Maybe everyone, they should look into that.
But, you know, that is such a line with everyone. Everybody's like, if you're dumb enough to think that, then you deserve it. No, 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 no. We all deserve to have a president that doesn't say that shit. That's how I feel.
Quote, I see the disinfectant that knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And there's a way we could do something like that. Is there a way we could do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? As you see, it gets the lungs. It does a tremendous number on the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that.
It sounds like someone is suggesting a medical technique that somebody that details cars. It sounds like something you might do to an automobile. Inject some shit into it.
So here is Sandy Rios.
Yeah.
Unsurprisingly defending Trump.
Oh, God.
Has anyone ever seen the series, The Men That Made America Great? My husband and I have been watching that, and it's about all these Rockefeller, Vanderbilts, Andrew Carnegie. There's a whole list of them about how they made America great. In fact, it's funny because
the evil robber barons, of course.
Yes.
Of course she's frothing down below at them.
So I get this defense. This defense is these rich people have made America great. And so if our president, who is a rich person, wants to tell us to shoot Lysol up our asshole.
Right. This whatever. Is that. Yeah, this is that Ayn Rand bullshit.
Yeah. She wants to thin the herd.
There are supermen.
It's funny because President Trump
is supermen and we should just defer to them. And there are geniuses.
What kind of genius suggests drinking Lysol or whatever?
Before he was ever president is featured in it, just giving some comments along with other very successful businessmen in the country. And the one thing that you notice that's kind of a theme between those great minds, great entrepreneurs, great industrialists, great business owners, whatever you want to say, was their ability to see things that other people couldn't see.
To fleece the fuck out of people.
Oh, yeah. Is she reading from a notepad or something?
Oh, I don't know.
God, I mean, God.
This is audio. This is a radio show.
Sandy Rios, you're on radio, man. You're not. You need to sound a little bit more animated. I'm sorry. This is very monotone. It sucks. This is not good.
They would muse about, what if we tried this? Has anyone, any of these reporters, have any of them ever been inside or read a story or been near an inventor who says, well, what if we try this? Well, what if we tried a bit of that? And that's how I heard the president. And ironically, it occurred to me that.
So she's comparing Trump to all of these great idea men of the past.
Yeah. Here's an idea. What if you get a drill and put a hole in my skull and maybe the corona will dribble out the top of my.
Often when the president, and ironically.
Sorry.
Now, that's my point. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean just try shit? That's not how science works.
It occurred. Well, what if we try this? Well, what if we tried a bit of that? And that's how I heard the president. And ironically, it occurred to me that often when the president says something like that and they quickly accuse him, he's crazy. He's out of his mind. How could he say that? Often, well, let's see. It just turns out to be true.
No, wow. It's not turning out to be true.
They
don't inject people
right
with disinfectant. Don't inhale disinfectant.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you get ultraviolet light to affect a virus inside of a body?
I guess you have to swallow a flashlight.
Or ram one up your ass.
Oh, yeah. Either hole. Both holes, probably. I mean, it's corona.
There you go. Sandy Rios of the American Family Association defending the president.
Yeah. And listen, to me, I know not to shove Lysol up my asshole or swallow a flashlight, even if Trump tells me to. But like, it's still the fact that in that moment, Trump decided on TV, his brain made the judgment call to say that on camera, clearly at a press conference.
Yeah.
Like Pence.
Do you think he just...
I think I may have a new drop.
God damn. Is there a bunch of people in the same room saying, Mike Pence? Or did he like clone his... He just said it and...
Oh, let's listen.
Mike Pence.
No, there's women's voices in there, yeah, too. It's probably a loop group.
Jeez. That's a fun
That's
loop
97,
group.
Yeah. So they probably paid a loop group for that. They probably had a loop group for the radio station.
Yeah. Guys.
A loop group is a group of singers that they do little ditties like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. And they have to say it. Mike Pence's name over and over again.
Mike Pence, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder if he was always that crazy religious. You know, like he can't eat with women alone.
Well, he was a plain old Catholic, and then he allegedly got born again and right. figured the Catholics weren't crazy enough.
Oh, my God. That blows my mind. Like, there's no way you were ever, I mean, you were a Catholic. So,
yeah.
But you will never be a Protestant or, no. I mean, there's just no way. No, I just yeah. know how that whole, all that shit works. And it's very culty. I'm sure the Catholic thing's the same way.
Yeah. And jeez. Diddly.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Fuck yes. Both of them.
The, so that's Sandy Rios.
Right.
Everyone. She's,
congratulations, Sandy.
She's quite the character.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of.
Right.
This is. We don't have audio, sadly, of this.
I wonder if Lysol sales have gone up. Like, has it been good for the company? Are they selling more? Not to say that people are ingesting
well, we've
it
had
or the, boofing it.
We've had increases of runs to the emergency room already from people who have been drinking the Lysol because God. The president told them.
Right.
This is was posted on Facebook today.
Okay.
I'll read the without a voice
okay
at the beginning
good
but it's a pretty you'll know who this is
right
just by the words.
Oh, okay.
I've been asked about my recovery with my severed fingers from my surf accident.
Oh God.
As a result of lies that people are spreading about this incident.
Jeez. Now that's was it Liz Croken that had
there you go. Excellent. Liz Croken, QAnon
but
slinger.
She was surfing, but an animal, a shark, did not take her fingers.
She
it was
like
that
got it wrapped around a cable or something. And
yeah, it's a strap that connects
fingers.
Your ankle to your surfboard. There is no reason to surf. I mean, if you can lose your fingers surfing from the cable that goes from your ankle to the board, you need to rethink the whole fucking process.
So she said, I'm in the process of getting fitted for prosthetics.
Okay.
And will have to wear them for the rest of my life in order to type and do basic daily tasks such as brush my hair, yeah. use keys, walk my dog, etc.
Okay.
Some have suggested that my injury did not happen from a surf accident or that my fingers weren't severed at all.
No.
The surf shop and hotel involved. No, listen to this. QAnon asshole is now saying that there's fake news being spread about
oh,
her.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm so sorry, Liz. I'm so sorry. Jeez. You know, if you need advice dealing with this, why don't you call up the Sandy Hook parents and ask them how they handle it? God, you fuck.
So she's upsetting pants and people are saying, yeah, you didn't get your fingers cut
she's
off at all.
She's a QAnon loon.
Right. The surf shop and hotel involved in the accident have filed papers in court. The defendant's papers include fact 35.
Okay.
The force of the wave pushed ooh. The board away from plaintiff, and the board string severed the tips of plaintiff's two
oh,
fingers
my
in the
God.
Process.
How horrible. I wonder.
And then
if
she says, here's a screenshot of ugh. The papers that they filed, a photo of me outside the ER, and photos of my hand. I took, that's how she talks to people.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
I'm not really exaggerating.
This is your Liz Croken.
And that's not really exaggerating.
It's, no, it's.
If you listen to her, that's how she talks.
She is fucking crazy.
And in case anyone has any doubts about my accident, I've been getting trolled a bit.
Who is trolling her and who is
about
giving
some speculation that my injury was the result of a satanic ritual.
That's what I think.
Is false and ridiculous. So somebody, you know, somebody out there was like,
yeah,
they're reverse trolling her. They're like, right. Well, let's spread the rumor that this dumb asshole lost her fingers in some satanic ritual. And that's way up her vibe.
Oh,
the Pizzagate, the international pedophile ring.
Oh, my God.
That's way right in her ballpark. And the spirit dinners that Podesta went on, where he was having like cum burgers and shit like that.
Oh,
and,
that's Wednesdays. Is the is that pizza place, did that close down?
No, Comet Ping Pong? I don't
think
so.
It's still open?
I think so.
I wonder if they get business there because people think, you know, it really is. I wonder if you get Republican senators just show up there. They're like, just there's not anybody to fuck in the basement, right? I'm just checking. Hi, I'm Jim Jordan.
There's speculation that my injury was the result of a satanic ritual. This is false and ridiculous.
Yes.
It's unfortunate that I even have to take the time to address this issue, especially considering this was one of the most painful and traumatic experiences of my life.
Maybe it wasn't satanic, but people are saying
I still experience pain to struggle and struggle to function with a disabled hand every single day.
Jeez. Well,
my accident is a personal injury case.
Oh, okay.
That's ongoing. Okay. And my lawyers are handling it. Thank you.
I love how that she said she filed papers in court. Yeah. Where else do you file papers? Not to be a dick.
Liz Croken.
Jesus Christ. What does she want? Empathy? Does she want people to show her compassion?
I can't believe that people are saying fake news about me.
I can't believe that what I do to people, some people are doing to me right now. Well, God, exactly. It really sucks.
Exactly.
She's not going to have a moment where she's like, God, I'm a dickhead.
She's the one who calls herself a journalist.
Yeah.
She's in her basement.
You'll be able to type just fine. I mean, you know, it sucks.
Yeah, I've got, you know, an impaired finger.
Oh, my God.
From having a dog bite it off and it got sewed back on. I don't know what the hell she's talking
about. The horrible thing about that injury, if that happened to me, I'm surfing, and next thing I know, I'm losing my fingers. I would assume a shark is biting me.
Well, it says the tips of her fingers. Okay. So I don't even know how much.
Assuming the shark is biting the tips of my finger off.
But you remember it was a satanic spell passed by.
Oh, yeah.
Hillary Clinton.
No, I did it. I'm a Satanist. I was able to do that.
Well, but Liz said it was it was Hillary.
Oh, that's right, Liz. I'm sorry. Why don't you believe that?
At least the pain will be temporary. So anyways, no one's threatening me, you guys, you know, in this respect. No one cut off my fingers. Unfortunately, it was just a freak accident. I mean, if there's anything that happened to me that's related is that these people that I expose engage in witchcraft.
You know? These people that I expose engage in witchcraft.
She honestly thinks someone is using witchcraft against her? Is that what she's saying?
She said Hillary Clinton.
You know, the people like Marina Abramovic, the people like Hillary Clinton, and for the deep state articles that are getting ready to like write like a hit piece on me right now.
Right now?
Is she, she's suffering.
Right after her horrible, accident.
Yeah. Is she suffering from diminished lung capacity or anything? Or because the way she sounds when she talks, it sounds like she's having trouble breathing.
Well, this was right after her accident. This is her sharing with her people.
Oh, yeah.
All of her fans.
Who follows Liz Croken? It's like, Liz put up another post. Oh, my God. Liz Croken lost her fingers. Oh, my God.
I can't wait to see her next Liz Croken's next video.
God.
This is the most recent where she...
Hi, guys. I'm back. I've been traveling since the beginning of the year.
See, she sounds more normal.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
Like, oh, I'm so injured.
Well, she's also distressed. You know what I mean? Like,
hi, guys. I'm back. I've been traveling since the beginning of the year for work stuff. So that's why I haven't posted in a while. I've been working on different projects and exploring different opportunities and trying to figure out a way to get you guys some better content.
The person I'm listening to for her content is apologizing that she's not giving me better content.
This is the video where she goes on to say that Tom Hanks and his wife don't really have the COVID.
Right.
They were secretly arrested.
and they're being held in Australia with the big Q wave of,
right,
of pedophile arrests.
Right.
Because Tom Hanks, according to Liz Crokin, is a big Hollywood pedophile, which there is 0.0 evidence.
I mean, we all know that. I see people always say there's a massive Hollywood pedophile ring. I mean, if there are people in I'm sure there are people in Hollywood that are pedophiles. Just like there are people in Texas that are pedophiles. Is it a big connected, like, ring?
God, is this true? This person tweeted, Liz was a well-respected journalist and a very successful career until she started investigating child trafficking. Oh, they're on her side.
Oh,
they're
yes.
saying that she's been...
They're coming to get her.
They've ruined her career.
Oh, yes. The Pizzagate people now are fucking with you. What a like, is that narcissism or is it like, what is that? Everyone's after me. They're coming
paranoia,
for me.
Yeah. Paranoid.
And who is she suing about her finger? She was surfing and her finger got caught in the cable that holds the ankle that, you know,
maybe
makes
the surf company that maybe she was doing, you know, with a tour, with a surf tour company or something like that. Or maybe somebody was teaching her to surf and she's suing the person or suing her friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Knowing her, she's suing her friend.
Oh, absolutely.
Friend.
Right. Maybe she has worse vocal fry because she lost her fingers.
The
the dog just headbutted the microphone.
She did.
She is like, I'm ready for this show to be
over.
It's going to
be about that time. Usually about 5:30, she starts stirring.
Yeah, yeah.
She naps for about a good hour.
Right. She's like, I'm about to fuck shit up.
Thanks for joining. We do have another about half hour left here.
And a podcast is a great thing to listen to if you want to practice social distancing because... We're here from Florida, and you can live in Iceland and listen. And
sure.
You're very socially distant.
Here's a good headline.
Yes.
Nervous Republicans. This is New York Times.
Right.
New York nervous Republicans see Trump sinking and taking the Senate with him. Trump's erratic handling of the COVID outbreak, the worsening economy, and a cascade of ominous public and private polling. Ominous.
Yes, that means
polling.
Bad.
Have Republicans increasingly nervous that they are at risk of losing the presidency and the Senate.
Jeez.
If Trump does not put the nation on a radically improved course.
Do the Republicans never look ahead and think, shit, man, if we all get behind Trump and support him, we might have to pay for this shit down the line.
The latest polls show him trailing significantly.
Yes.
In battleground states like Michigan and Pennsylvania. And one of the latest, he's behind in Florida.
Damn. Behind in Florida. Oh, shit.
Latest polls.
Fuck. Well, then he's fucked.
The Democrats raised substantially more money than Republicans did in the first quarter in the most pivotal congressional races. According to campaign finance reports.
Right.
Trump is, however, well ahead in money compared with the... Because remember, he's January 21st, he started campaigning and raising money for his reelection.
Damn.
But Democratic donors are now only starting to focus on the general, and a bunch of super PACs are popping up to spend heavily. On Biden and Democrats.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
Bloomberg says he's throwing shit tons of money at Senate races.
Oh, good. Good. Shit. What about Soros?
But they, his single best advantage as an incumbent, his access to the bully pulpit, however, has effectively become a platform for self-sabotage.
Damn. See, he thinks he's under this... Is Trump feeling like a wave of grief and sadness? Is he seeing that people actually don't like him? Is he having a moment of aha where he's realizing
he's not getting his word out to his people?
He doesn't realize that he just sucks
because the lamestream media is only reporting the lies of how shitty he's doing.
There's no way he just had all these press conferences where he's trying I mean, he floated the idea on television in front of everybody to put bleach in your asshole to fight COVID. Yeah, he doesn't look back on that experience and say, God, I failed. That other press conference before, I failed at that one, too.
No, he said he was being sarcastic first, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
And but then he said, I was just, you know.
Isn't he disappointed that he's not handling himself better in these press conferences?
He doesn't. He thinks he's doing perfectly.
Then why isn't he? Then why does it look ominous for the GOP in the Senate?
Because the evil lamestream media is writing bad things about him.
Wait.
That's why he over the weekend tweeted all caps, the lamestream media is the enemy of the people.
Is everybody all out caps. To get him?
What?
Is everybody out to get him?
Sure.
Okay. Will he have a moment? Because sometimes you read his Twitter and you think, is he sitting in front of his television with a gun like Robert Goulet? No, like Elvis. Damn, fuck. Every time Robert Goulet shows up.
Regarding Robert Goulet,
right,
yeah.
Right. Robert Goulet used to show up on the TV. Elvis would shoot the TV because they were trying to fuck the same person, right?
Something was going on there. He was not a fan.
Elvis was upset.
Apparently there were multiple televisions in the basement with bullet holes in them.
You're like, oh shoot, Robert Goulet's about to be on!
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow.
Pow, 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 pow. It's Elvis. Pow, pow.
A longtime Republican pollster said the landscape for his party has become grim.
Ooh.
Compared with the pre-virus plan to run almost singularly on the prosperity on the country.
Jeez. Well, why
let's call that Obama's prosperity.
Okay. Why can't they just run on that again?
With the economy in free fall, Republicans face a very challenging environment, and it's a total shift from where we were months ago, he said. Democrats are angry, and now we have the foundation of the campaign yanked out from underneath us.
Damn!
So Democrats are fired up. And the only thing
are they going
keeping
on
a
the
lot
offensive?
Of dummies on Trump is that the economy was okay.
Right.
Well, it was gilded.
Right.
Trump's advisors and allies blame external events for most of his self-destructive acts.
Yes.
Now there's been no such explanation.
Okay.
So far, there have been exceedingly few successful interventions regarding Trump's behavior at the podium.
Well, I mean,
Representative Tom Cole, Republican of Oklahoma.
Yes.
Said the president has to change his tone and offer more than a campaign of grievance. You have to offer some hope to sell people. But Trump usually sells anger, division, yeah. And we're the victim. This is a Republican.
But like he can't even. See, this article, that he can't even get his message across at the podium because he's too busy yelling at, if you're black, if you're female, and you're a journalist, he's going to find you in the room, and he's going to yell at you. He can't even talk to people.
There are still, many Republicans are hoping the dynamics of the race will shift once Biden is back into the campaign spotlight. At that point, they think the race will not simply be an up or down referendum on Trump.
Right. Shit.
And hopefully they think Trump will be able to effectively sell himself as the person who rebuild the economy. We built the greatest economy in the world. I'll do it a second time, he said.
When did he say that?
A couple days ago.
Oh, my God. No one believes that. No one believes that.
No, he inherited a growing economy from Obama fixing it after George Bush fucked it up.
What is our economy going to look like if we have unemployment at 30%?
Not great.
It's going to look like a shit.
That's why he's desperate to get people back to work.
Yeah.
Surveys are showing senators in Arizona, Republican.
Yeah.
Senators in Arizona, Colorado, North Carolina, and Maine. Oh, poor Susie Collins. Trailing.
Oh, shit.
Their potential Democratic rivals.
Yeah.
If the incumbents in those states lose and Republicans pick up the Senate seat in Alabama, which is likely, Democrats would still take control
of the Senate.
Oh, fuck.
So we need to win Arizona, Colorado, North Carolina, and Maine. We can give poor Doug Jones, we can give him, say bye-bye to him in Alabama, and Jeff Sessions will be coming back, or Tommy Tuberville.
You tell me you're going to have a football coach. You're a football coach in the Senate. I mean,
do you think Tommy Tuberville is going to beat a Democrat in Alabama?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes.
They almost elected Roy Moore.
We are going through apocalyptic motherfucking shit right now.
Alabama, dude. Been there.
Dude, Alabama is...
A bunch of times.
You told me today Alabama's relaxing their fucking...
Kay Ivey, the governor, says that she's going to trust... I'm going to trust the smart people of Alabama to be able to social distance themselves and prevent... Right. The spread of the virus.
Yes, yes. Is it true Kay Ivey is sheltering at place at home, but in blackface? Yes. God, that's the worst governor. It has to be. It has to be.
They're saying to keep the... Republicans are saying to keep the Senate, Trump's got to keep the polls close, and it's not happening.
Oh, I thought you were going to say close.
The national... there was a national poll like yesterday that showed Biden up 10 points over Trump.
I think what will happen, I mean, I don't understand why Republican governors like DeRacist and Kay Ivey, I just don't know. Don't they see that we're going to have a second wave, right? And it will be worse if we open up everything.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a second wave with the Spanish flu from either 1917 or 1918. God, I'm kidding.
If you listen to Trump.
God.
Republicans were taken aback this past week by the results of a 17-state survey commissioned by the RNC. The Republicans did it themselves. It found that the president is struggling in the Electoral College battlegrounds and likely to lose without significant signs of an economic rebound.
Which means they're going to have to do what? Cheat.
Well, how do you cheat an economic rebound?
I mean, no. Cheat like at the polls, like what they did in South Carolina.
Trump is insisting he's not going to try to postpone the election.
He's going to. That means he's going to.
Just like, I'm not thinking about firing Steve Bannon at all.
Oh, shit.
The Trump campaign's own surveys are even showing an erosion of support, according to four people who know about the data.
An erosion of support.
That's probably why Trump is losing his shit.
Yeah.
Because even the sycophants are telling him, oh, we gotta.
We have to do something. Yeah. Well, I mean.
Well, and they tried to tell him not to do the COVID updates anymore, that it's losing him voters. What does he do? He says, okay, we're not doing them anymore. And then yesterday he's like, I'm having a press conference by myself.
God.
Instead.
And I,
in the Rose Garden.
And I would even
let's check his tweets. Let's see if there's one going on
today. But the press conferences aren't helping this country. They're dividing our country. I mean, you see a president go in there and he answers questions from CNN and he's like, you're fake news. It's all his dumbass fucking deplorable supporters. They're like, yeah, fake news, fuck you.
I don't know if we're getting one. The Blue Angels are flying over. He's crowing about these flyovers of Newark and Trenton and New York City and Philly.
Does that help?
The Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds. Well, a couple of members of the military, I've seen tweets who've said, you know, this is hundreds of thousands of dollars that they're spending. How about buying some PPE with that instead of flying a bunch of planes over? Who gives a fuck?
And also, not to sound like a dick, but don't we all have to go outside and watch those planes fly over? So now we're all going to go outside at once, clump together, and look at the fucking planes?
I don't see the tweet that says, I'll be having a press conference. I guess he's not doing one today, maybe.
Wow.
Oh, he did tweet this clip of himself from yesterday.
Okay.
Let's see what this is that he's proud of.
Right.
We continue to pray for the victims as well as for those Americans who are grieving their lost ones and their loved ones. There's never been anything like this. We suffer with one heart, but we will prevail. We're coming back, and we're coming back strong. We built the greatest economy anywhere in the world.
There it is.
2 months ago, and we're going to build it again.
It was literally 14 seconds of pretend empathy.
Damn. Like he gave
and
a
then
shit.
To look what I've done. Look at right, how I built right. the greatest economy.
Oh,
so he
boy.
Was reading.
Yeah.
When he was reading that, you know, we care bullshit.
Todd, I tell you, Don.
And then he looked up and he's like, but the economy, I built the biggest economy.
Can he just...
He's incapable of empathy.
Yeah, he just sounds like he's reading the ingredients in a bag of Fritos or some shit. It's just, he's nothing. He's our president, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we chose poorly.
Obama said the last thing he thought about before he went to bed at night was, did I do enough for the fucking country? I don't know if this guy does that.
After taking binders of shit to read in the...
Yes.
In the private residence.
It's like he was really into the job and it was important to him. Being president. It meant something to him.
Let's see. Random Dilly.
Hell yeah.
And this was yesterday. He was talking and taking questions. I could play the clips of him discussing the COVID-19 epidemic, but I'm frankly sick of it. I'm bored with it. So I'm not going to do it. What I am going to play is President Trump talking about taking questions. I got a couple of clips here. The first one is actually got a really good question from Breitbart. So check this out.
President Charlie Spearing from Breitbart News. And a majority of polls show that Americans blame China for the spread of the
coronavirus.
God.
Breitbart hopping right on the blame China.
Well, I mean, okay, that's
Dilly
not
likes
true.
That question.
Do a majority of Americans really blame China?
I don't know. I guess according to that poll
Gosh.
From Breitbart, I don't know what poll they're talking about.
Who do they poll?
Skipping ahead. More random Dilly.
Yes.
God willing, we're going to be all right. We will see. All right? Now, first and foremost, let's jump right into President Trump, yesterday. These were some of my...
God.
God willing, we're going to be all right.
God, it keeps going to the same spot.
Yeah. God willing, it's going to be all right. What does he say, God willing? I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I haven't listened to a ton of Brendan Dilly, but enough to know that he doesn't sound like a guy that... I don't know. He doesn't seem like he's religious.
He's a little Jesus-y, but not like obnoxiously,
God willing?
Completely
God,
obnoxious.
That's why. Also, shout out to the 100 people that just got dropped out of the scope. I just saw them interrupt the feed. We just keep rolling, you guys. We just do what we do.
Yeah.
Now, General Flynn, as was just mentioned, biggest leak in U.S. history. Biggest leak in U.S. history. Now, let's go to his lawyer, the incredible Sidney Powell. This was last night.
God, and this is just crap that they're saying they found evidence that completely exonerates Michael Flynn.
God. No, they didn't. They're just delaying
it's just
sentencing.
Not. Yeah, yeah.
I forget why the fuck did they delay it in the first place? Because the judge didn't think that Michael Flynn's lawyer was prepared or something, or it was a weird thing, right? Because did the judge say, okay, do you want to take some time to think about your plea or your situation and then come back?
It looks like he deleted his tweet even where he confessed to his crime, Mike Flynn. He got hooked up with those idiot lawyers.
He deleted his tweet.
That have turned him. He could be happily going about his. Thank you, Shelby.
Right,
thank
right.
you for knocking my microphone out of the way. He could be happily going God. About his bullshit.
Right.
Maybe even avoiding jail time if he would have shut the fuck up and cooperated.
Yeah.
And stuck with his guilty plea and listened to his previous lawyers. But then all these other assholes all these maggots start talking to him, saying, throw out your reverse your guilty plea, which you can't. And your deal and your all that stuff.
Is Mike Flynn like an ideologue? Is he like a guy that believes in his cause, or is he just getting paid? Is he a fanatic?
Oh, he's nuts.
Oh,
Mike
he's
Flynn,
nuts.
Lock well, her up. Yeah,
right,
lock
right.
her up.
That guy's fucking
Remember
bananas.
That?
Yes.
He's out and Obama got rid of him because he's batshit. And he wouldn't listen to orders.
Well, he had ties with Russia, right?
And he wouldn't listen to orders. Maria Bartiromo over at Faux News a few days ago tweeted, "Sources tell me General Flynn will be completely exonerated this week. It was a total fraud, a setup."
God, I mean, it's like, are they using the cover of COVID?
They're blaming Christopher Wray.
Yes.
They're saying that he hid exculpatory evidence. They're saying he was deliberately set up and framed by the FBI.
Okay. Jeez. Wasn't Christopher Wray questioned? Didn't he testify?
He's the current head of the FBI still.
Yeah, yeah. But did he have to testify in front of Congress?
Well, he always has to.
Yeah.
Yeah, his oversight and stuff. But he hasn't been, I don't know that he's been hauled before them to testify for something like that. I don't know if that's the case. Okay.
God, do you remember that Louis Gohmert moment?
What?
Remember that Louis Gohmert moment where he asked Strzok how you could look
at it? How do you look your wife in the eyes after what you did?
I would have been like, Louis, how in that interview way back when did you end up talking about like gladiators jacking each other off before battle?
How do you look each other in the eye?
God, thank you.
A new election expert is giving the GOP a dire forecast. A blue tsunami is likely, it says.
Oh, shit. Jeez.
So there you go, everybody.
I feel like Trump
Fingers crossed.
Yes, Trump is giving a clinic on how to not get reelected.
And get out and fucking vote. Well,
You
know, when the Republicans start waddling away from him, slithering away from him, totally, is when they know that they're losing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That he's done, and they're going to try to save themselves and distance themselves from him.
It might be too late, guys. You might be fucked. So sad. Jeez. How sad would it be if, who's running against Rick Scott? The Senate? Please fucking God.
Nobody this time.
He just got elected. That's right.
4 more years.
No, it seems like it was so long ago, though.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Little Marco just got reelected, didn't he? Or something like that right before that.
Oh, by the way, real quick, shout out to WEAR in Pensacola. Good job, Hacks.
Sinclair.
Sinclair. The police department that was called to where Andrew Gillum was fucked up with the dude at the hotel room.
Yeah.
You remember that? Well, they released photos of the incident of the hotel room.
That happened a long time ago.
Him
laying there naked on the floor.
Yeah, but they released, the police recently released.
Oh, they released stuff.
It was nothing, though. It's a nothing story. They showed, in the article, I looked at it. It was just pictures of a room fucked up. Where's the news value? What do you want to do? Just remind everybody that Andrew Gillum was caught with a escort or whatever? Drunk in a hotel room? Good job. Nice. Good story, guys. God, you're getting shamed by a fucking podcast.
This
losers.
Is from Politico. Federal prosecutors are studying more than 100 pages of new written declarations from former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's ex-lawyers.
Okay.
As the Justice Department is deciding how to respond to Flynn's bid to unwind his guilty plea on the grounds that his old legal team failed to give him proper advice.
Shit. Damn.
In a court filing last Friday, prosecutors asked a judge for at least 2 more weeks to review the formal statements from 4 of Flynn's former lawyers.
Okay. How are they saying his legal team didn't give him the right advice when they had a deal in place with the government, though?
Well, right. No, he's saying they talked him into the deal.
Right. What else was he going to do? God.
The Justice Department's response to Flynn's motion is being closely watched for any signs that Attorney General William Barr or other department officials endorse the former White House aide's claim that he was railroaded by the FBI and prosecutors as part of a corrupt effort to bring down President Trump.
Oh, so they're looking for that?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I mean, didn't Trump come out and say the other day that he could imagine hiring Mike Flynn again? Yeah. Fuck, guys.
What happened to him shouldn't happen to anyone. What happened to your president? Shit. Shouldn't happen to anyone.
You know that meme, that picture where Hillary's laughing and Barack's laughing?
Yeah.
They usually put in something stupid right. Trump did. Imagine the meme. I told him to fire Mike Flynn, and then he fired him, and he was found guilty, and then rehired the guy.
Trump has repeatedly claimed Flynn was unfairly targeted. Earlier this week, Trump again called the FBI officials who went after Flynn human scum.
I saw that. That's so presidential, isn't it? Human scum.
So far, the Justice Department defended their case against Flynn, successfully opposed Flynn's motions for wide-ranging access to records about the origins of the probe into the Trump campaign. Like, they wanted to go all deep state.
And they wanted.
However, in January, Barr assigned the U.S. attorney in St. Louis, Jeff Jensen, to review the handling of the Flynn case by prosecutors in the FBI.
Wait a second. I mean, he was sentenced and found guilty, right? He wasn't sentenced, but he was found guilty.
He pled guilty.
Oh, he pled guilty. He pled guilty, so why is the Justice Department even defending their case?
Because he wants a mulligan.
Well, God, what kind of white privilege is that?
Well, right.
Jesus Christ. He pled guilty.
Right.
I mean, is he saying that he stroked out and he was talked into?
It says Flynn's current. Well, his new defense team, don't forget, are those crazy TV lawyers.
Yeah.
Of Trump's. That's that husband right. and wife team.
God. You know, it almost seems like talking about this story that we just went in a time machine and we're talking about this is pre-COVID.
We have lawyers' unofficial understanding that they are unlikely to charge Junior in light of the cooperation agreement.
Okay.
Because the son.
Oh, that's right.
Was involved too.
Well, they were involved in some like fucked up scheme to throw somebody in the back of a van 24 style and deliver them to the Turkish government or some bullshit like that.
Yeah, he wanted to bag a guy and throw him in a van.
Jeez. Trump, they deliver hired
him
the,
to Erdogan.
He hired the best people.
After coming under scrutiny from the FBI and Robert Mueller's office, Flynn struck a deal to plead guilty to a single felony of false statement charge.
Okay.
Stemming from comments he made to the FBI about his dealings with Russia and other matters. They didn't go after him for the other shit. There was more shit. He was a registered foreign agent
at
the time.
Well, he lied. Didn't he lie in his confirmation hearing?
A judge accepted his guilty plea in October 2017. Before and after that, he cooperated extensively with prosecutors and investigators, taking part in about 20 interviews on various topics. Last spring, however, he parted with his legal team and signed on with new counsel led by Sidney Powell, a Texas attorney and prominent critic of Robert Mueller.
Oh, shit.
She wrote to Barr to demand a top-to-bottom review of the investigation and prosecution.
Okay. Damn.
Flynn's team's relationship with prosecutors soon soured. The government dropped their plans to call Flynn at a criminal trial of his former business partner last summer.
Right.
His new lawyers eventually demanded about 50 categories of documents.
No shit.
But a U.S. district judge issued an opinion last December, sharply rejecting those requests as superfluous or irrelevant.
Because he already pled guilty.
Well, right.
And he had a deal. What the fuck?
So then the new legal team went full conspiracy theory, escalating their campaign against the prosecution, making it a high-stakes gamble, and formally trying to withdraw his plea.
Jeez, that seems stupid.
The step then opened him up for potential prosecution on other charges that they had agreed to
not
forget,
look into,
and charges for breaching the plea agreement.
Well, I think that would piss them off. if you withdrew his plea, how do you plead guilty? Now they're going to say he's not guilty. And then defend him as if.
They're saying that the prosecution stepped back from an earlier suggestion that probation would be the appropriate sentence. Prosecutors said they never changed their position on probation being a reasonable sentence.
Right. But I thought a judge said probation wasn't reasonable.
I don't know. Maybe
I'm misremembering it. But nevertheless, just a bad pick for NSA, right?
So that, yeah, and body fluids flowing on right from all the people who are like, General Flynn, here it is, QAnon's right, General Flynn's going to be exonerated!
Yay!
And you've got Billy Barr, who's a firm believer.
This is the guy that started the locker up.
He didn't start it, but he chanted it at a Trump campaign rally.
It's kind of like it's who they are, right?
Lock her up. That's right. Lock her up.
Jeez. What a fucking asshole.
He said.
Really great hire, by the way. How long did he serve?
I think 11 days.
11 days.
It was something crazy. Not long.
Jeez.
Not long at all. And then Jeff Bosesh got away with.
And Obama told you not to hire the fucking guy.
Yeah. Holy crap, look at the time.
Wait, Jeff Bosesh, how long did he serve as
he was in there a while, wasn't he? A couple years?
Yeah.
Before we go, I just wanted to reinforce something I said yesterday. We were talking about Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, one of the founders or the founder of Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
And I found the specific what the lunatics on the right, the quote they used to prove that she allegedly was a eugenicist and hated black people. Okay. December 10th, 1939, she wrote a letter to people she was working with. She was trying to woo a black pastor that was very influential to the cause of that, you know, helping support these clinics that are going to be opening.
Okay.
But the religious right lunatics,
yes,
were out there spinning that even then that they were putting them where black people are because they want to kill black babies.
That's so stupid.
She was trying to avoid this spin and get this pastor on board to help quell these false rumors.
Yeah.
She wrote in her letter, "We don't want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs."
Wow. Well, there you go. That's proof.
Proof whatsoever. Listen, she said it. We don't want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro.
Again,
she says it right there.
Then if that's the case, if that was the mission of Planned Parenthood, was to take out the black population, why are they doing so few abortions compared to other things? Why is it more their
pap smears and,
yes,
and giving out birth control
and health care and shit like that?
That's really loud. Thanks for joining us.
Yay.
Everybody, let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. You can always find us on your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on social media at RatedRComedy on the Instagram, the Twitter, and the Facebook, or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening and day, and stay COVID-free, everybody. We'll pull this bullshit out of our ass again tomorrow.
Trump is a fascist.
Defecation or urination for the purpose of sexual stimulation of the viewer.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.